I need to begin justifying some of the time that is spent researching things such as Vista or other operating systems for Larry, because he's going to have people coming in as consultants from all over the place to do work in his incubator, and those people that are there working on stuff are going to have all sorts of different operating systems and computer hardware, and they're going to still have issues coming in with firewalls and all sorts of other crap. So somebody's going to have to help them get to the information that they need to, and also set them up with profiles and do all of that other stuff. So there's probably going to be a need for even an enterprise type of LDAP or some type of directory service, whether it's a more expensive open source type of thing running with Linux and then having file servers. What will be important is the ability to deliver very demanding bandwidth content to multiple individuals, local, to the network through the WAN connections. There's definitely going to have to be some type of ability to determine quality of service types of issues. Voice over IP, plenty of people are going to be coming in with their own units. It's definitely going to be more and more lucrative for folks. That last piece was a little bit of gibberish, in part because I was thinking of companies to invest in. Telecommunications stuff, if you can find a company that is, you know, Vonage is, I'm not really going to buy into the Vonage thing. There's got to be somebody else out there. As soon as you find the right company for you, it's not Packet 8. Packet 8 isn't anywhere near where it needs to be. Unfortunately, it would be great if it was. Sunrocket could have been that, but there's got to be somebody better than that. So anyways, as I was saying with Larry, there's definitely going to be perhaps even some type of a VLAN environment, or some way to control, you know, layer 2 switches, some type of control, like a VLAN with layer 2 switches would be like the high-end type of thing for him. He's not going to see the importance of spending $10,000 on a network that's going to serve 5 primary people. So that's going to be a hard sell. But you need to give him a 3 to 5 year perspective, especially if he's going to be taking over the space and it's going to be where he's heading with it. So it's fundamental to give him a very good basis for the architecture. It's a shame that a lot of the technology that Larry in the past has been exposed to hasn't lived up to his expectations, whether it's been some of the issues that he's dealt with, as he expressed with IBM, to the other day when I mentioned, for example, whiteboard technology and some of the real advantages that one can have when being able to do captures of material directly from some type of a handwriting device. It's a remarkable a technology when it's applied in the appropriate way and when it works. And what the problem is, it often doesn't work. And I've also seen smart boards used just as whiteboards, so they're glorified whiteboards, and they're never ever connected to any sort of computer. Gosh, where? Oh yeah, I saw that at AC Nielsen. Same thing. They actually did, in some location, have a smart board. Oh yeah, on the sixth floor, in their what they call it, the phone training room, which was a pretty silly name to call it. In retrospect, looking back, I always thought that was really silly. But they had a smart board there. They had smart boards all over the place. They spent a fortune on them, and they never, ever used them. Because they weren't connected up to the computer. Nobody had ever taken the time to actually connect them up the way they were supposed to be. And then on top of it, they would just use dry erase markers. They had lost the smart board guides, like with the Mimeo technologies that are out there. Same deal. Until you can make the technology completely transparent to the end user so that it does what they want it to, you know. There's got to be some type of mechanism one could use to understand, like some mixture of hand signals with, you know, just natural hand signals that people already do in English. If you could catalog those and have those available to the system to then be able to interpret what somebody was going to do, you know, I start writing, you know, writing on the board. I grab a pen, maybe grabbing the pen ends up then at that point being the catalyst to then trigger that system to do what it needs to capture that event. And that's what OneNote should be, but OneNote isn't. And OneNote has to be that in order to be successful, because until Microsoft can figure out, which they'll never be able to do, just like they've never been able to figure out how to do a good search, until the time that that software becomes as intuitive as it needs to be for the systems to just function the way the end users with their high expectations already want them to, those products are never going to sell. And that's why I got to sell Microsoft. There we go again. Got to sell off that shit.